A Boeing passenger jet crashed as it was landing in southern Russia, leaving all 61 people on board dead. And the plane was traveling from Dubai to Rostov-on-Don. Air traffic control and local emergency services say that the jet crashed during a second approach in conditions of poor visibility. Thousands of Brazilians have marched in the capital of Brasilia and Sao Paulo in support of the embattled President Dilma Rousseff and her decision to appoint her predecessor as her chief of staff. Earlier, opposition groups staged a mass protest against Rousseff, demanding her impeachment over alleged corruption charges. The International Committee of the Red Cross has expressed concern over the deteriorating humanitarian situation in Afghanistan. The ICRC President Peter Maurer said that there's been a dramatic spike in the number of war wounded and disabled in the country. He also slammed international organizations for not giving Afghanistan enough attention. A Palestinian media advocacy group has reported over 400 Israeli violations against Palestinian journalists throughout occupied territories in 2015. The figure shows a significant rise from the previous year. The report found the violations included physical assaults targeting journalists through gas canisters, stun grenades, and rubber bullets. And protesters in Bahrain staged nationwide rallies, renewing their call for the release of all political prisoners. Protesters shouted slogans against the Al-Khalifa regime and voiced solidarity with detained political activists. Manama has been cracking down on dissent since the beginning of a popular uprising back in 2011. President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says that irregular refugees will be returned to Turkey starting Sunday. Deportation comes as part of a deal signed between Turkey and the EU, which Ankara has hailed as historic. The agreement is aimed at tackling the current refugee crisis.